You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and as I mentioned in the previous segment, Dr. Quentin Henning is with me again. This time he's going to talk about another sponsor to this show, SK Mining. Dr. Quentin Henning is an advisor to SK Mining as well as to many different companies. He is his skills and abilities as a geologist and as an economic geologist and as a person who can put technical terms into language that lay people can understand is very valuable to us, and we're very thankful that he can be with us again. So thank you, Quentin. I'm so glad that you could be with us here to talk about SK Mining as well today. You were actually scheduled to come on to talk about SK Mining, but because of the excitement with El Oro, we were fortunate to have you on for that as well. But let's talk about SK, because SK Mining, and let's just maybe start out for the benefit of those who may not be familiar with the famous SK Creek polymetallic VMS project, can you put that in, let our listeners know how valuable that deposit was? I mean, it was one of the richest deposits, I think, in Canadian history.
Well, look, that's why I'm, when Mac Balcom asked me to help with SK Mining, and, he actually asked me a few years ago, but I couldn't find the team at the time. But that's why I agreed to help them, was because this property is outstanding. It's got about 85% of the prospective ground for this SK Creek-style mineralization, these VMS deposits, VMS, volcanogenic massive sulfide. These are black smokers that formed on the ocean floor, back about 180 million years ago. So we've got basically an extinct volcanic field, a submarine volcanic field, within this belt that might have multiple SK Creek type deposits. SK Creek, when it was found, blew the market away. I mean, it was a phenomenal discovery. Late 1980s, I believe 1989, something like 200 feet of over an ounce per ton in the first hole, the discovery hole. It was a phenomenal discovery. It was also, it took some time too. It was like 150, 170 holes or something. It was astounding how long and patiently it took to find the darn thing. But boy, when they found it, it was a world class deposit. It was eventually bought out by Homestake, and then Barrick bought Homestake, so Barrick ended up mining the bulk of the deposit. It was the single highest grade gold mine on Earth for many years. It was about 46 gram per ton gold and about 2.2 kilograms of silver per ton. I mean, it's just phenomenal. So they were producing gold. If you use the silver credits, they were producing gold at a negative cost for the entire length of the mine. I mean, it was obscene. Okay, so when the opportunity came to help SK, I'm like, yeah, sign me up. But it was also because I brought on I got Thomas Monicky here at the School of Mines in Colorado to agree. Okay, Thomas is the expert in SK Creek. He did his dissertation there. He's now a professor at the School of Mines. So, Thomas and then his associate, John DeDecker, who's a postdoc at School of Mines, are the brains behind this, and that's what I need to do these. I like having a really good team like this who can do the hard work and good science. Okay, and we've done that. We had phenomenal results right before Christmas. We announced our first batch of results from the 20 holes that we managed to get in late last season. The target, TB Jeff, is on the east side of the anticline from the SK Creek system, but it's basically the same system. We're seeing the same rocks, the same stratigraphy, same style of mineralization at TB Jeff, which is 13 kilometers from SK Creek, by the way. As they have over at SK Creek. So we're very excited because it really tells us we are dealing with a district scale type system. I think the next batch of results, once they're back, we've got 11 more holes that are coming back, I think we'll continue to see some very strong results in those holes. that tell us we're into a very big system, but also, importantly, very high grade. Okay, you know, we saw some high grades in the holes right before Christmas. I think we'll see some more in these upcoming holes. And that's really that kind of the secret sauce in the SK Creek story, is that super-duper high grade.
All right. And what can you tell us about your drill program going forward this year then? Do you have it pretty well defined, or are you sort of waiting on the next assays?
We do have it well defined. You know, look, because of the modeling that John Dedecker has been doing at TV Jeff, we're able to already ascertain, using the lithogeochemistry and the what he calls alteration indices, we can vector in and start planning out where we're going to extend our drilling. Okay, so we have a robust program planned at TV Jeff to expand upon the results of this last season's drilling, no problem. Okay, and we probably have we'll call it at least 30,000 meters, probably more like 40,000 meters we plan to drill. About half of that's going to be allocated to infill and step out around the TV Jeff system. Okay, so I'd expect a lot of consistent good news about a system that will keep growing. And quite frankly, I think we'll also hone in on the higher grade part of it now that we have that clear picture. So that's exciting in its own right, but it gets better. Okay, so we have a target at Sibululu, which is on the west side of the anticline, right along strike from Skeena's SK mine. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be drilling there, too. We're going to allocate maybe another 20-25% of our drill meters to that target. And John's done a fantastic job of remodeling historic data there. We think, you know, look at Skeena. They drilled 50 meters from our property boundary at McKay Adit, and they're getting fantastic results. Okay, that comes right onto our ground, and it goes on down to Sibululu. So we got like 3 kilometers of strike to work with right there. Okay, so that's going to be another important element in our exploration this year. Then it only gets better. We have multiple targets defined by SkyTEM and also recent BLEG data that's coming back. BLEG is stream sediment data that gives a really good, you know, picture of where there's outcropping mineralization. We have at least a dozen new targets, at least a dozen. They're actually, the number's going up as we get more data back. But we have a lot of very high-quality, what appear to be VMS-type targets, evident in geochemistry as well as the geophysics. We're going to test those as well. So the remaining meters of our drill program this year will be allocated to, we'll call it step or greenfield new target type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So TB Jeff, robust program, Sibululu. Yep, we're going to drill and see if we can extend the work that Skeena's doing down on the west limb of the anticline, and then we're going to test these new targets. It's going to be a very exciting year. We have the money in the bank to do this. We raised a little over $13 million back in November, added to our existing funds. I think we're a little over $15 million right now. Mm-hmm. So we're in a very good position to do a robust program. One of the more important things we're going to do, and early on, is we're going to do an expanded SkyTEM survey, which really highlighted these VMS targets so well. So we're going to expand that to cover our entire property, and we're going to especially over some of these new BLEG anomalies we have, which are just, I mean, these things are like wow kind of thing. So we're going to expand the SkyTEM to start to hone in and define these new drill targets. Like I said, we're at a dozen. I'd say right now, I'd say another 8 or 10 might come out of the new data.
Massive, massive. So you've got a VMS field that was formed 180 million years, more or less, than 180 million years ago on the bottom of the ocean. It's now lifted up into the mountains in BC, it's just massive. I mean, what is the scope of the land package that SK Mining has?
Sure, we have about I believe it's 526 square kilometers, and it's really in the heart of the Golden Triangle. But you look, we've got SK Creek Mine immediately to the north, but we also have we've got the KSM complex, Seabridge's Chris complex, immediately to the east. You got Pretium to the east as well, and then this new Treaty Creek discovery is immediately east. So we're right in the thick of it. You know, we're literally just right in this geologically super interesting area that was really the focus or the loci for this mineralizing system back in the Jurassic. So mm-hmm. It's a very exciting place to be.
I should, with just a minute or two left here yet, I should note that Kirkland Lake is a 20% joint venture partner of yours, I think of SK Mining on some of the land, right?
Part of the property. Like the Sibululu project, yes, they have 20% interest, but we have the 100% interest over Corey, which is basically the southern half of the target area.
I can't imagine that Kirkland Lake isn't paying some attention, that they're aware of what's going on there.
I would think any up-and-coming mid-tier gold producer would want to take note of a new high-quality discovery. And it's not just us, but I mean, look at Skeena and us. We're basically drilling the same stuff here. So, you know, district-wise, this is a big one, and this is where a new and up-and-coming gold mining company would want to be located.
Yeah, I would think so. Friendly jurisdiction, relatively anyway, so... plenty of money in the bank and everything else. So I guess you should have some drill results coming out. Do you have any idea when?
I was actually hoping, like when we scheduled this, I was hoping they'd be out by now. The lab's running a bit slower than I hoped. I would say within a week or two right now. I think there's, 8 or 10 batches, something like that. So we have like partials from this hole and that hole. But I would say within a couple weeks, we should have them all back.
Well, we'll certainly be looking forward to it. It's another great story. The stock is selling, you know, I look at it in U.S. dollars at $1.69 right now. It's pretty much unchanged today. It hasn't been going up like a rocket in the last few trading sessions, but boy, those assays come out, who knows? If people start to see the big picture here, I think it's very exciting. Quentin, thank you so much for joining us again today and giving us an update on all this. It's very, very important, and I think our investors, our listeners who take advantage of the insights that you provide will come out very well with them. So thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Jay.
All righty, folks. So we do have to go to break, but don't go away because John Rubino will be with me to give us his thoughts on what, if any, impact a Democrat government in the United States will have on gold and other important markets that we watch on this show. So don't go away. We'll be right back with John Rubino.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
Great Bear Resources, trading under GBR on the TSXV and GTBAF on the OTCQX, is a gold exploration company focused on their district-scale Dixie Project in the renowned Red Lake Mining District of Ontario. Having made multiple high-grade near-surface gold discoveries, GBR's capital efficiency has allowed them to be fully funded to complete a very active 300,000-meter drill program through 2021. Stay up to date on what's been considered one of the best performing exploration stocks in the last 3 years by visiting greatbearresources.ca.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.